It's the Tabak Show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another enthralling, captivating, life-changing episode of this incredible show called The Tabak Show with Eric Nam. Now, today, we are joined by an exceptional guest. You will not believe who we managed to book. Our talent booking team, our relations team has really outdone themselves on this one. When I heard this person was coming on Tabak Show, I legit almost peed my pants. Like, almost pooped. Just, like, it was really aggressive. So, really excited. I hope you're excited. Everybody, please give a hot, warm, sexy welcome to this incredible, incredible guest, Mr. Eric Nam. Woo! Oh my God, thank you so much. Oh no, what are you talking about? Oh, that was such like a… That was a great introduction. Oh, you know, that's what I do. I'm just really good at introducing people. And then it's downhill from here. Ha ha ha! Downhill? What do you mean? You're so good at, you know, talking to people on this show. It's like… Oh, you listen? Of course I listen, bro. Like, oh, bro, thanks, man. Dude, so like, how have you been? Oh, man, I've been doing this. I'm putting out a new album. And so that's what I've been working on. Oh, yeah? That's great. Tell us about it. I'll tell you that in a minute. Man, you really get straight to the questions. Yeah, man, I don't like to waste time with our guests. Like, oh, okay. All right, this is exhausting. I'm going to stop this now. I'm your guest. It is a solo episode today, which if you don't like it, I'm sorry. That's not on me. That is on you because this is high quality content right here. I have not done a solo episode in a very, very long time. So it's a little weird. It's a little awkward, but I don't hate it. I don't mind it. Maybe I should do more of these every once in a while, but that's, I don't know. We'll figure it out. Man, I'm like all flustered because I have to like, I'm like by myself. I feel so alone. I literally, before we started the show, I sat on this couch and I put a pillow on my lap and I said, I feel so naked and alone. I need a comfort blanket, but there is no blanket, so I'll take this pillow. Okay. So, first of all, before we start off on this incredible episode, I think I've been trying to figure out what are we going to call this episode? Like, are we going to call this episode like catching up, Eric Nam? That seems boring. Is it going to be like Eric Nam solo episode? That seems like really boring. If we did like episode 133, also very boring. So I was like, maybe we should call this like the global superstar. No, like, what do we call this? Like, the biggest name in K-pop is here. I don't know. Is that too like self-aggrandizing? I don't know. But it's also my show. This show is my show. So I can do whatever I want on it. I was about to curse, but I'm refraining, guys. This is a PG-32 show. No. So today, what are we going to do? What are we going to talk about? Well, it's October. It's a little gloomy in LA today, which is fine. I hope it rains. We need the rain. We need the rain to wash away all this dirt and gunk that we've been literally living in. But anywho, I digress. So what's good? What's happening here? So our friend Diane has sent over a bunch of questions for me to answer on this episode. But I actually feel like it's a lot, like it's far too many questions. And the way in which she wrote these questions, it's, I can hear her voice in it. For example, like, like here's a direct quotation. I read to you verbatim. Oh my God. I met someone on Tinder for the first time ever because I was in Busan and bored. You know, the friend I was visiting had to see family one night, so I was by myself. So I was like, LOL it. And I just asked someone to meet up platonically. I'm never seeing this person ever again. It was like so scary, LMAO. And he kept calling me Nuna right off the bat. Hated it. What are your thoughts on how popular online dating is these days? I wish I had the more of the undulation and the tonal changes that Diane does. But that I got to get paid for voice acting to do that. So I'm not going to give that away for free here. That's just not going to happen. Maybe I'll answer that. Maybe I won't. I think the first thing that I should start off with is, how are you digging LA? Is actually living there very different from when you would visit for song camp sessions or your tour? Yeah. Newsflash, in case you don't know, I am kind of living in LA. I feel like I'm back and forth between all these different places. But I, for this year, have spent the most time in LA. So I don't know if I'm calling it living in LA. I think I'm calling it occupying LA for a little bit. Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm occupying LA for a little bit. How do I like it? I think LA is nice. I think it is very hot and dry, and the weather is nice almost every day. I do kind of feel like LA is a very lonely city. Am I the only one that feels that? I can't be the only one that feels that. That should be a song. LA is so lonely or something. LA is so lonely. I'm so lonely. I have nobody. Do you think there's definitely not a song like that, right? Lonely. LA so lonely. I only say that because everything is so far apart and I'm always sitting in a car. And it's not like this kind of Korean way, or even I'd say argue New York way, where it's like you just walk out the door and you just walk into a restaurant, or you walk into a bar and you have a drink, or you grab a meal and you run into a friend and you just talk and you just hang out. LA is like, let me get into my car, drive out of my parking deck or parking lot or street parking, and then like find my way to a part of town where I will find parking for another 15 minutes, make sure that I don't get towed or ticketed because by the way, street signs make no sense. It's like park between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m., but no parking at any time unless you have, I'm like, what does that mean? It literally says parking available 2 hours, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., no parking anytime. Like that is such it makes zero sense. Grammar, guys, grammar. Whoever makes these signs needs to have a consultation with the grammar police. Anyways, so then you get to parking and then you get to whatever restaurant or bar or whatever. And it's like, oh, it's like a 45-minute wait. And then like, but do you do reservations? Like, no, it's walk up only. Okay. So then you just like stand in line. At this point, you've probably, it's been an hour since you've left home at least, right? By the time you get seated. And then it's like, oh my God, this is such a, I'm like stressing myself out talking about this. All to say, because everything is spread out, I feel like LA is a very lonely city. But I do enjoy the fact that live music and concerts are coming back and all these events are around. So I've been going to really, really, like this is by, I've been going, I mean like the last 2 weeks exclusively. I've been going to interesting, like I was at the Academy Award Museum opening party for Vanity Fair. I was at a concert the other night. I was watching, who did I see? Oh, I saw Queen 92 and Chelsea Color. And then the other night I was at Jeremy Zucker's album release party and ran into Kesha and Nicki. Like it's been, that's been cool to like, and then I'm like, maybe it's COVID. Maybe everything is COVID's fault. Is that what it is? Is that what's happening right now? Is this, are we having a full roundabout, like full circle moment? Our producers here are giving me a yes, no, maybe no. They're saying LA is lonely. I think everybody in this room is like, LA is lonely. Well, that's why you have this incredible podcast.
My name is Adam Amine Daniel. Welcome to My Mindset.
What's up, everybody? This is Eric Nam, and I want to talk to you about the Mindset app. Mindset is a platform that brings exclusive personal life stories to you, the listener, from your favorite artists. And they get really deep. I get really deep. We all get super deep talking about everything. Love, life, values, beliefs, whatever it is that we go through life as humans, we talk about it on Mindset. There are hours and hours of honest conversations and revealing episodes. So be sure to check it out, because we do this with the hope that listeners and fans like you can better understand and connect with artists like myself and all the other people on the platform and the many more that are to come. Now, the best part is the app is completely free to download, so go check it out at getmindset.com or type in Mindset by Dive Studios on your app store. I'll see you there. See you soon.
What have I been doing in LA? I've obviously been working at Dive, doing a lot of things here, both on the Dive side and the Mindset side. I also spent, as you may know, some time in Korea earlier in this, a few months ago. And aside from that, I've been writing an album. And it kind of looked like I would be at Dive most every day. And then I was like, but I have to tour next year. Like, it's already locked in. My tour was locked in starting in January of 2022. So I was like, if I need a tour, if I want a tour, I need to put out an album. So then it was like, okay, I'm going to take one day a week to write, which then turned into, I'm going to take like 2 days a week to write. But it, like, starting in, I'd say March, February, March, I started to find time, carve out time to try to write an album. And it was a very stressful process because I would literally be in the middle of a session and be like, hey guys, I'm really sorry. I have to like jump on this conference call for whatever thing. I'll be right back. And I did that so many times and I just felt really bad. But I'll say I probably wrote a ton of songs. We've narrowed it down. So world, you're getting a full Eric Nam album. In January, if everything goes according to plan. In January, you get a full Eric Nam brand new spanking album. No recycled songs. Nothing that's like reused or recycled or it's brand new stuff. And I'm really excited for you to hear it because I have experimented a lot, I think, on this album. I think you're going to find that it is sonically beautimous. It is so beautimous. It'll tickle your earbuds. It'll tickle your ear holes in ways that you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, that's so pleasant. And oh my gosh, that sounds so cool. And oh, that's so emotional. So you're gonna feel the feels. You're gonna feel a lot of things through this album. And to kick it off, we are starting with this song called I Don't Know You Anymore. And it is the first single off of this album and it releases October 15th. This episode goes out October 11th, right? So in 4 days, this song is out. The music video, everything is out. And I'm going to tell you now, I'm spoiling it because you guys are here on the Tebok Show. We're announcing the tour the Monday after it. And then we're going on sale that week. So next week, we are going on tour. Streaming the music, we are buying tickets, we are releasing new merch. All the things are happening immediately. So this is a Code Red situation. Now, Code Red, pull all the levers, call your mama, call your granny, call your grandpapa. And the reason I'm saying that is because I'm terrified. Whatever you imagine is like your version of like, you're on a boat. I don't know what movie I'm imagining right now, but it's like all the lights are flashing red and you're like running through the halls and like the water's coming up. You're like, oh my God, I need to get off this boat. What's happening? Not calling my life a sinking ship. That's not what it is. I'm just saying that it feels like everything is happening. Hit the panic button. The red lights are flashing. Please evacuate the building. This is how I feel inside my head, because there's a lot happening, but it's in a good way. It's also Code Red because, in case you did not know, my contract with my formal label had officially ended September of 2020. And I did a lot of heart searching, soul searching, thinking, centering myself, meditation. I actually didn't really meditate because I always fall asleep when I meditate. But I decided that I did not want to resign any sort of contract. Honestly, I felt like, you guys, I've been in Korea for 10 years as of September 2021. 10 years I have been in Korea, and I love Korea, and I love working there, and I love everything about it. But I wanted to see what it's like to be independent and do everything kind of on my own terms. It's a lot more work. It's a lot more stressful. I literally feel like there's a billion things to do and I'm never done, and it's exhausting. But I like to think that this makes me and sets me up to be better at what I do down the road. So it's like all a learning process. I'm grateful to have like great people around me that are helping me in different ways. But it has been stressful. But so all to say, going back to this, I'm a fully independent artist now. So it's scary because I don't have the ability to go do like a music show in Korea. That's like, there's like, I'll say it this way. There is the set plan, structured way of going about promoting an album and doing music promotions in Korea. You do the music shows, you do all the radio shows, you do all the talk shows, you do these like random YouTube things, and that's the way it is. But for the first time, I don't have any of that. It's just like, figure it out. And so that's why it's scary. But then I'm like, but I have you guys. I have my fans. I have Nomination. I have my wonderful Taebak family, my Nomination, and people who have somehow stumbled across my music and support me and the music and the art that I like to create. So first of all, thank you as always. I feel like I don't say that enough, and I cannot emphasize enough how grateful I am. And secondly, like it is what it is. Like I think what we will find not only in K-pop, but just in music in general, is a lot more artists that are starting to do things on their own because we want the creative freedom to do things on our own terms, in our own terms. And that's what, you know, for example, I believe Sammy's doing that. Woosung's doing that as well. Like a lot of people are, I think, going to continue to do that. So for me, it's been a question of how do I say this and share this with listeners and fans in a way that isn't like off-putting. Just because like it's never, I don't think that people really discuss this stuff. So it's how do I share it in a way that's like honest and insightful, but also like hopefully helps people understand like where I'm coming from and like how I'm trying to make this work. I'll just say I don't have answers and we're figuring it out. But that's why I would, and you guys are always so great about this, but I really, truly appreciate the support. And I would love your support in making this single and the album and everything possible. And so I said this in a Nom Nom's video. In case you have not seen, I've been cooking on my YouTube, personal YouTube channel. It is a freaking hot mess. It is a dumpster on fire rolling down a street with like little puppies that you're trying to save the puppies. Like that's how I feel about my personal YouTube channel. But if you... So I said this on the YouTube channel, but that's why I feel like anything as listeners or as fans or even as casual fans or whatever, like streaming the music, like downloading a song, purchasing the album, coming to see me on tour, buying merch, like these things now to me are like, it's literally so meaningful and so important to me. I mean, I don't want to be in a place where I'm like, oh my God, please. And that's not what I'm trying to do. But like, just know that if you choose to listen to a song or download a song or do any of those things, it literally impacts my music and what I'm able to do directly. So I just wanted to go ahead and say thank you in advance for listening and for supporting me. And you always have. But it's just like it becomes so much more real now, more than ever. So thank you. And that's also why I'm very, very annoying on my social media right now, probably being like pre-save. Because here's the other thing that you may not know, but pre-saving, it is a very glitchy process. Like you have to go in and like sign in, and even I have to like verify your account. And then you like, it's a process. But pre-saving is actually really, really great because it helps indicate to all these platforms like Spotify or Apple Music, like, oh, people really want this song. So we should playlist it very well. And if you don't know, playlisting is incredibly important because it's like modern day radio stations in the world of streaming. If you're on a playlist, you're getting the equivalent of potentially reaching brand new people that have never heard your music. So that's why I'm very annoying. I'm like, please pre-save. So seriously, please pre-save. The link is in all my bios, but if you have a Spotify or Apple account or even on YouTube, go subscribe, pre-save it. It's going to be something that you hear me say for the rest of the year, to be very honest, even for the album. Now, I'm done with that bit. We're moving on. We're going to talk about the song. The song is called I Don't Know You Anymore. Is this episode even interesting, guys? I don't even know. Like, is it though? I don't know. I'm here with some producers and they're just like, yes. I'm like, really? Like, you don't have to say it is. But hopefully you're learning a little something or you're understanding where I'm coming from. Maybe that's all that this episode's going to be. But I promise we'll have a ramble section. So it's called I Don't Know You Anymore. And I wrote this song after like I was in a really, really mad, upset, sad, depressed, angry state. I feel like we all have people in our lives, whether it be momentarily or permanently, where we're like, oh, I don't like you. Like, I wish I did not know you. I wish I never knew you. And I wish I could like personally cancel you from my life. And that was kind of like the day before the session, I had like a large argument with some people and I just felt really, really sad and angry and a bunch of emotions. And, that's what I wrote the song about, to be very honest. And I think it's but I didn't want to make it like a really angry song or a really sad song. I almost use that session as a form of therapy to say like, this is what I'm going through and this is how I feel. And that's how it came about. It was like I think back on it, it was like a really, it started as a stressful session because I was like, what do I want to say and how do I want to say it? But by the end of it, it was like, I feel good. I feel better. And I hope that anytime you think of somebody that you don't like or you want to get rid of in your life, either you do it or you listen to this song and you're like, I feel better. Or maybe you already did it and you're like, this is exactly how I felt and this is why it happened. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like every album that I'm doing, it's like a form of therapy for me of writing down an experience or the feelings or the events that are happening in my life. And I just kind of get it out there through music. And so this is no departure from that. I will spoil with you right now that we shot everything in Savannah, Georgia. I was having a really hard time keeping that under wraps. And I will have in the future a full breakdown episode, maybe before the album is actually released, on all the crap that went down in Savannah, Georgia, in our terrifying haunted housey Airbnb, and like the massive floods that we dealt with. It was drama for a week, mama. But yeah, it's called I Don't Know You Anymore. And I hope you guys love it. I hope you guys fall in love with this song. It's a beautiful song. And it's a fun one. The music video, it's cool. The fashion is cool. You guys, I'm wearing like a form of heels in the music video now. I didn't paint my nails in this music video, but there are definitely painted nails coming. It's like a lot of things. I was just like, you know what? Let's just try a bunch of different things. Again, we're going to go into this in the future. But that's what it's called. It's I Don't Know You Anymore. Please stream it. Please download it. Hope you guys love it. And I feel like, hold on. I'm going to go back to Diane's questions here. The segment that she wrote was called oh, so you sing? No, no. She would say, oh, so you sing is how she would do it. Okay. Let's see. Oh. One of the questions is, the single is, I don't know you anymore. What stops you from titling it more colloquially, such as, new number who dis? You know what, Diane? If you were in the room with me, then maybe would have gone with new number who this. But maybe that's a single for the next album. New number who this, you know? And wow, these are some really, really aggressive questions. All right. I'll also share with you the title of the album. It's called There and Back Again. There and Back Again is, to me, two things. One, I feel like life, we have cycles. We have cycles with how we live. We also have cycles with the people that are in our lives, in relationships, romantic or platonic. Like, we have great, great moments. And I kind of think of those moments as there. And then I think of back again as like potentially like being alone or being hurt or being in a dark place. And I think it's just like this undulation, this like back and forth kind of thing that is a sound wave, if you will. Wow, I'm so poetic. How I think about it. And so that was that. But the other thing is, There and Back Again was more of a personal story of like, I've been in Korea for 10 years. I started here. I was born and raised in Atlanta. And I went to Korea to pursue my dreams. And I pursued them. And I did so much. And I feel like I've done incredible things. And I've achieved a lot of things. And I've experienced so many things that I'm so thankful for. I'm so grateful for. But now it's like, when I went to Korea, I think it was always like, I want to do music here because… by here, I mean Korea. Because I didn't look different. And I had an opportunity. Whereas in America, we did not have an opportunity. I still feel like we don't really have an opportunity. Like 10 years ago, it's like, what Asian American acts were there? There were like barely any. There was Far East Movement. Big shout out. Love those guys. Love Like a G6. A lot of their songs. But still, it's like, I don't want to point at one group and say, we have one group. Like, that's not enough. That should not be our standard of being okay with representation. So anyways, I was like, okay, I got to go to Korea. I'm going to do it there. But one of my goals, like I had a lot of goals starting up, but one of them was always to be like, reverse engineer and make it back in the States and like do it back in the States, which is where I consider it to be like home. I was born here. Like, that's only natural for me to feel that way. So I'm looking at the environment, the atmosphere, the energies that are surrounding entertainment, music, film, TV. And like, we've had a great few years, you know, be it from Parasite and Minari to Squid Game to BTS and Blackpink and all these groups just killing it to Shang-Chi. And it's just a lot happening. And I want to be able to contribute to that movement in a way that is very proactive and that is very conducive to more change. And I think what's really exciting is I look at up-and-coming Asian American musicians right now in the States, and like, we've had them on the show. Rayami, Audrey Nuna, Keshi, Nikki, Rich Brian, Joji. Like, they're all doing it and they're all up-and-coming. But then I kind of look at like my age range, which is a little bit older. Not older, a little more matured, like a fine wine. I'm the age of 23. They're like 19. I'm 23. So, you know, I look at that and I'm like, we have to have more people also just trying to break down the walls. And like, if I can be a part of it, I want to be a part of it. And that's what I'm doing here. So that's why this album's all in English. That's why I'm here spending more time doing events, doing shows, like putting in the work and the hours. And hopefully that leads to whatever 10-year-old, 13-year-old, 15-year-old, 17-year-old kid right now who's like, can I do music? Like, yeah, you can. Why not? Go for it. And then we have our own incredible pop, hip-hop superstars that look just like me and you and all of our beautiful faces, whether you're Asian or not. Because at that point, we'll have people of every color and every race doing things. So that's what's really exciting to me. And that's why it's called There and Back Again. I think it's like a full circle coming of age story that like really almost relates to The Hobbit and Harry Potter and The Hunger Games and Squid Game, like in every way possible. And it's just like really emotional. I'm sorry. I hope you like my music. Oh gosh. Anyways, I'll say this too. Like musically, it's a departure. Like I Don't Know You Anymore is going to be the most middle of the lane, center of the lane pop song. Everything else beyond that is going to go left and take another left, and it's going to get weirder and more interesting. And that's just the way I wanted to do it. So I hope you love it. Okay, next Diane question. Here we go. You recently performed in Atlanta, hometown, after, I quote, bad 2 years we've all had. Okay. You recently performed in Atlanta, hometown, after, and I quote, the bad 2 years we've all had, especially those working in music. What was that like? Were you at all like, do I remember how to perform? Okay, so I'm going to break this down for you guys. We probably have to bleep that too. Oh, bleep that too. Oh, bleep that too. Oh, please bleep it. Oh, bleep that. I did Music Midtown. Super fun. I was terrified. I had a lot of anxiety. It was, I've never performed with a band in the States. It's a brand new band. I also, by the way, if you see my vlog, you'll know that I hurt my foot like really bad. So I was in a boot and I thought I fractured it. So up until the day before the show, I went to the hospital. I was like, doctor, I think my foot's broken. Can you save my foot? Is it, does it have to be amputated? He was like, no, it's fine. And I was like, oh, the emergency care said it might be fractured and I have to amputate. And he's like, no, they're crazy. And I was like, okay, my bad. So I was able to perform without a boot on, but it was really cool. I was nervous, honestly, because it's the South. Like I haven't lived in the South in a long time. And my memory of the South is like, parts of it are incredible. Not all people are horrible. Like I know people have stereotypes, but like, I was just scared because like I think I was literally the only Asian person on the entire lineup, like at all. And so for me, it's like going from Korea where everybody looks like you to playing a crowd where it's like you're in the thick of like the South. It was, I'll be very honest, I was like very nervous. And there are things that were like screamed that I just like overheard getting to my set that were like not PC and not kind. I don't know if it was directly at me, but it was just like the general vibe. And it got like political and I was just like, this is really weird. So I was like very much in my head of like, are people going to hate me? But of course, Nam Nation, my fans show up. They showed up and I had such a good time. I was really nervous, but I got on stage. I almost cried. I literally said this on stage. I was like, I almost teared up, guys. And I did tear up. I was like trying not to like cry. Because stepping on stage after almost 2 years, after 18 months of not being able to perform and do what I absolutely love, but seeing and hearing my fans, like there were some new faces, there were familiar faces, like it was so emotional to be able to sing on stage. And I tried to like hide it, and I think I did, but it was really emotional and I had a good time. I will be very honest, and I'm only saying this because this is a Tebok show, but I was like, I had anxiety the entire time because I had in-ears in. Like I have these in-ears and I try to keep them in as much as possible because I have really bad tinnitus and that's like the really high-pitched ringing in your ears. And it gets worse when I do a show or if I perform a lot or if I had headphones on. So I try not to have like a lot of loud sound. But what I realize is when I have those in, I can't hear the crowd. So in my head, it's like silent. It's just my voice and like the backing, the drums and like the music. So I was like, oh my God, they hate it. Like, oh my God, they hate me. And then I started getting really insecure, really anxious, and I started spiraling. So like I didn't hit notes that I usually would hit. Like I didn't even go for them. Like there's a new song called Wildfire that I absolutely love and I can't wait for you guys to hear it. It's a beautiful song. But there are notes that I would usually scream and like hit and everything. But I was like, oh my God, I don't even know if they like it. And I was just so in my head. So when I got off, everybody was like, that was great. That was like so cool. And then like the band's incredible, blah, blah, blah. I was like, did I bomb? The first question I was like, did they even like it? And they're like, no. People loved it. But that's why I think like if I have one regret or one thing I wish I could do over again, I want to make sure that I had mics at the crowd so I could hear people better so I could enjoy it even more. It was so much fun, but I just know a part of me was like so on edge. But now we learned, and when we hit tour, we're bringing the band, we're bringing the dancers. It's going to be a massive thing. And so I'm so excited to hit tour again, and I can't wait to do more festivals. And now that if you were there, thank you for coming. I truly mean that from the bottom of my heart. Like, I hope you had a great time. And you watched what I think is probably just the beginning of what will evolve and enhance and Pokemon evolution number 19 of what's beyond Charizard into… Oh, you don't know Charizard? Oh, you don't? Do you know Venusaurus? That's Venusaur's like ultra upgrade Super Saiyan. No. But that is what I think will happen with the show. So thank you guys. And it was great. I can't wait to do it again. And I hope, you know, everybody will have me back. Now, look, a lot of these questions that Diane has is also really for the full album. And I want to save these for the full album itself. Now, one question that she does have here is like, do you feel pressure to have a TikTok challenge nowadays? Yes, TikTok runs music right now. You know, I'm trying to come up with some great TikToks with the team here. And hopefully we have some fun ones out. Please use the sounds on the day that they come out because that also helps. Make a video, even if it's whatever it is. I don't know. It could be like a video of the ceiling. I don't know. Just use the sound and like join me in being the best TikToker in the world. Because that is actually how I sign my papers now. The best TikToker in the world. So yeah, that. And then let me go back to this other side of questions. Well, you know what, guys? I've been talking about my album for 40 minutes. Not even about… I've been talking about my life for 40 minutes. Which can't be that interesting. So I'm just going to shut up now and like let you go. Is that okay? I think that's fine, right? And I know I don't like to disrespect my guest that way, but you know, I think he has a very busy schedule and I think he needs to go. But what we do have here… Diane has a segment called I Dare You To. She has four dares here. Five dares. She has one, call Brian and immediately start singing your new song when he picks up. I wonder if he'll cut… like, he doesn't curse really well, but do you think he just hang up? Maybe. Two, promise the listeners that you will put up a new vlog on your channel by the end of the week. That's not a cooking video. Why would you do that to me? That's like really aggressive. I don't know if I could do that. Roll your tongue for at least 30 seconds. I will give you 3 attempts. I can do that so easily. I can do that really well. I don't even need 3 attempts. Maybe it's a 30 seconds that might be hard. Four, I want you to rap this verse without knowing the melody. Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty. I don't know this, so I can do… What should we do? 1, 3, or 4? Well, let's call Brian first. Let's call Brian to start. Oh my God. When did I crack my phone? I just got this. The back. Oh my gosh. It must have been today. I got this last week. I need to get a phone case. Of course I did this. Oh. But hey, all I'll say is the camera on this is crazy. All right, here we go.
What?
I can't tell you where we went wrong. Maybe it's not anyone's fault. All I know is I don't know you anymore. Nothing even left to take back. Can't lose something you never had. All I know is I don't know you anymore. We've gone too far. We fell too hard. You broke my heart. Hey, so we're on the Tebbok show.
What?
We're on the Tebbok show, and the dare was to call you and just start singing. Do you want to say hi to our listeners?
Hey, guys. Oh, that was really good. Yeah. Cool.
Oh, sir, when are you going to join us on the Tebbok show?
Whenever I'm invited. No, I haven't been invited in like 120 episodes.
Wow. Well, okay. Can I make a request?
Uh-huh.
Can you sing us the intro jingle real quick?
Let me close my door.
Can't believe I cracked.
This is this is the K-pop Tebbok show with Eric. No.
All right. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Every time that comes on, he literally has a freak out. He's like, "Oh my, why is that? Wait, why?" All right, and then I'm gonna, I'll sing you this rap verse without knowing the melody. All right, it's Rick and Morty. I've never seen this show. I don't know anything about it. Do you know it? All right, this is how it goes. In case you didn't know, this is the original, and Rick and Morty definitely just kind of put their own spin on it. Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty. Yeah, Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty, Rick, 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 Rick and Morty, yeah, Rick and Morty, yeah, Rick and Morty, yeah, Rick and Morty, Rick, 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 Rick. Did I kill it? Yeah. Pay me my publishing, guys. Anyways, okay, I'm gonna start wrapping this show up, guys. If you like this solo episode, I want you to pre-save the single. If you like this episode, I want you to go watch this latest episode of Nom Noms and swear on the butterflies that are coming next year that you are going to pre-save and listen and watch the music video and download and share it with your friends and TikTok it and everything because you guys are incredible. And if you guys want another solo episode, where should they let us know? On the Discord, right? Yeah. Join us on the Dive Studios Discord and let us know that you want another solo episode. And if there's enough, then maybe I'll do another one of these. Maybe we should do, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what the Discord says. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. I really don't know what to tell you. My apologies. But anywho, you guys, of course, the song's coming out October 15th. If it's passed, it's already, you can listen to it, download it. Also, really exciting, we have new mindsets at Dive. We have Usong from The Rose as well as Amine. And it won't be out yet. But very soon, we have Jaden Hostler. We also have Maggie Lindemann joining us on Mindset. So be sure to check it out. A lot of really great artists, really cool artists joining us on the platform. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. It really does help us in terms of discovering and making new friends and family for the Tebbok Show. And if you have requests for upcoming guests, make sure you make requests for who you want me to have on as guest at Instagram or Discord or Twitter or YouTube. We're all at the Dive Studios, youtube.com/divestudios/divepods. TikTok, we make some incredible, incredible viral content. Our team, it's killing it. I think we're gonna hit a mil this week, next week, a million followers on TikTok. And of course, thank you always to our patrons at patreon.com/divestudios. You guys are incredible. Thank you so much for all you do. And I'll see you on our Patreon live stream in a few days. Now, everybody, have a great day. Have a great week. Have a great life. Have a great whatever you're doing. And may you be blessed. I love you guys. See you next week on the Tebbok Show. Bye.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Tebbok with Eric Nam.